is the time to get down.
Good morning. Rise and shine. Rise and shine. Turn that thing down and get ready for school. I know, you're not going to school. All right, welcome everybody to Morning Coffee, the show that attempts to wake you up with a wonderful AM flair that allows you to slowly and gradually acclimate your own self to the daytime. So get those blinds open. That's right, we know you're sleeping our buffo, and that's okay. It's time to get up and watch us either naked or in your underwear. Ooh. We don't mind. We're all part of the party. Welcome, everybody, to Morning Coffee. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. It's Monday, September 14th, and we have in the house this morning she is a regular here, but an occasional special taste treat of the Morning Coffee. Everybody, there's our own hot chocolate, Miss Miko. Give it up. Yeah, I know. Can you see it? Yeah. All right, she's going to be here today. Welcome, baby. She's over there meerkatting. You know, we had to adjust because now there's this new thing, you know. So when we go live, everybody in here is talking to different people. Interesting phenomenon. And we're working on it. But we figured that's like it is at your house, at your breakfast table, and we're sure your children are paying attention to you. Of course they are. So it's that kind of a crazy thing. So we want you to know that, again, the experiment continues as we go about it on Morning Coffee, because we are continuing to add and do these things. So I like to start off with the announcement and tell everybody that it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, but we want to say we've managed to survive into week two of the fall season, and things continue to grow and change. Okay, and it's hot and heavy. Visitors over the weekend, right?
Yes.
More and more collaborations coming out. People are looking forward to bringing you more indie artists, indie television. We're talking with people about concerts, live concerts. So it was that big, big, wonderful kind of a continuing weekend. So the saga continues. I also got my hair did. You know, and as a man, I want to say, it's not something we would like. Yeah, it's... I mean, I want to give all the love out to my stylist, who Nicola makes me look so good. But man, you know, that's like 3 hours of torture.
I don't have that.
Three hours of torture as they work on your hair. So
you look good.
You know, okay. Well, thank you, because I want you to know, as a man, it's hard. You know, we used to spend, what, $10 for a haircut, Vic? What did it used to cost us for a haircut back in the day?
$6?
I used to get a discount.
You wouldn't even imagine what I spent for that 3 hours of torture, even though it is wonderful. Thank you, Nicola, for what she did for me. Okay, so, you guys, I got to remind you before I get into some of the topics of today that Tuesday night is always our triple banger night, and there's some hot stuff coming up Tuesday night. That's our live interactive DJ night. Miko's going to be there starting off the evening at 7 p.m., and we tell you, dress comfortably, preferably cotton, you know, something washable, loose-fitting. Be there at 7 p.m. for DJ Miko's Quiet Storm pre-show, because this week's theme is Lover's Lane. That's right. A long walk and a lovely journey. Come on, get there for Lover's Lane. That's going to be 7 p.m. I don't know what kind of music that DJ Miko is going to play, because her Lover's Lane and my Lover's Lane, they have been inhabited by slightly different folks. See, she might have had little different folks in her Lover's Lane, while my Lover's Lane, let's just say, you want to be packing. So be there for DJ Miko's Lover's Lane. Following that will be the Quiet Storm, and the theme for the Quiet Storm this week is Single with Swagger. That's right, embracing the thrill of the hunt. That's the way it's going to be, embracing the thrill of the hunt, the music, all about the hunt, the age-old ritual, the stalking, the capture.
Why must I chase the cat?
Right? Why must I chase the
That's
cat?
That's what I figured.
Why must I chase
That's
the cat?
It. Yeah, I know.
Must be the dog in me. All right. Now, all right, you guys. Now, Miko... Miko got some mail. Miko got some mail, and I just want you to know it's wonderful. We want to thank you all for sending us in publications, and we're going to have some advice for you and things to help you with promotion of your publications, indie right. books. People, so tell us about it, Miko. What happened?
As far as the young lady's experience,
you just
about
got
the publication. Yeah, this is her third book that's out. You know, and she's doing. She's improving, but you know, when it comes to publication, like I'm in the process of doing, haven't put it out yet. It's always passed down to me that you should check all of your grammar, and we find that very hard if you don't come from a writing background or you know. Practicing that.
It's so hard.
It is hard, you know, when you have to check your own grammar, your punctuation, and everything. And this young lady, a lot of people bought her first book, but they didn't tell her that there was a lot of grammar problems within her first book, and she didn't get the notification until just now, her third book. So when but you put it out there, it reflects on you. So that's what I don't want to do.
Well, I'll tell you what Miko and I decided, because we're not going to go all into the reviews here today.
Right.
Yeah, but we want everybody to know that we are reviewing stuff that people send to us. But part of this has really made us decide to make sure we give you that regular support and love.
Right.
One of the things I was telling Miko is that there's wonderful support services for those of you who are writing books, writing things of your own. You got to check out Lulu.com. Lulu.com, just like little Lulu. Lulu.com, because they have everything about writing and self-publishing your book. And the other thing about Lulu.com is they have services. I turned one of my buddies in to turn in, turned him on to Lulu, and he hired someone to proofread, illustrate, and organize his book. All of those services are available at Hulu. You can get, they have all the supportive services. That will allow, look at this right here. So GoPro, with publishing service. And what happens is you can, these are people who have jobs, who want to do part-time work. Think about what you're doing. So you're helping them make a little extra cash. They're working part-time on the side. Win-win, right?
Always.
And it costs a little
always.
Of nothing.
And you, at different price, right? Some of them are very inexpensive.
Right.
Some are more. But the point is, it's negotiable too, right?
Right.
It's negotiable. So take a look. We wanted you to see Lulu.com. They help you can do cover design. They can do illustrations. They also do editorial assisting. And that goes everything from just proofreading to full rewrites and collaboration. Okay? So the point being, you know how we are here at Morning Coffee, that indie thing. Hey, we support you. We support you. Okay? So right, continue to send Miko stuff. Continue to send Miko.
That's cold.
Continue to send Miko books and publications, but we will be having those shows, and we will continue to do that support for the indie artists. Remember, go to lulu.com.
And hold on, and if you are a publication and you would like to do a story on Paxterio TV based on Mario, Victor, and I, we welcome that as well, right?
Yes. Oh, yes, we do.
That's right.
Yes, we do.
We welcome. And all the exposés, all I can say is, it's not my baby. That's all I can tell you. So, I don't know.
No,
Millie
we are
Jean,
all his babies.
No, it's not mine.
No, we are all his babies.
I don't know her. I didn't see her.
No, I like how he's going. You know, and the other message is, everybody get off of their pride. Be super aggressive. You know, don't pass. I like when people say, hey, pass this along, let your people know. Be aggressive. I mean, be really aggressive. The worst can happen is somebody say no. But most of the time, we'll find an alternative if we can't support you. And if you are way beyond what we're doing, take us on the ride.
Hey. You heard that?
All right.
We ready.
We ready. Well, today, you guys, and this stuff today, you know, I don't know about you, waking up today, today's news is always a thing of Morning Coffee, because Morning Coffee was actually born out of this whole concept that Vic and I were forced to design programs, and we weren't programmers. And I got up and had a ritual of reading the paper in the morning with my coffee. And Vic was reading, talking about the sports, and then he also was taking time to look at ladies on the internet.
Absolutely.
So we created...
You're nasties.
Thank you.
We are men. Which
thank you. Yes, thank you.
Oink, oink. Porkers. Pigs, what can I say? So that's how we did Morning Coffee. This show came out of, you know, reading the paper in the Morning Coffee. Vic did the sports, and we look at hot picks in order to get that blood flowing. So... I want everybody out there, because I get the impression when I'm talking to people as I'm moving around that they actually, in our community, to a certain extent, are not really aware of one of the big international crises. So as much of a bummer as it is, I need to remind you, you have a huge crisis going on with refugees from Syria. Now, part of the reason why you don't know that much about it, I'm not going to get all into it. Let's just say that our administration has taken a role of conservative role that would be a... I don't know if that's the proper adjective, but a conservative role in dealing with this. But you've had a major civil war going on. And what's so amazing is that your country, who's so prevalent in this region, with talking about everything else, can't find a theme to have much to say about this. While you have thousands of refugees from Syria pouring over the borders. Mm-hmm. Such a big deal that the European nations, like Austria, Germany, and Hungary, are being flooded, and they're getting criticized too by their way of handling these immigrants. I need to remind our people and our listeners too, you got to get your head out the sand sometime and be aware, because these things affect us. As much as we watch them, people are writing to me and saying things, and I don't want to say it in an insulting way, but this is the way to say it. Are these the new niggas?
Oh.
Because they are being treated in ways that are breaking our hearts. Many of them, people have written in and said, wow, sticking people in rail cars to transport them across the country to places they don't want to go seems far too familiar in Europe. Doesn't that sound like Nazi Germany? This is a humanitarian crisis. The U.S. just announced that they're going to take more. People need to go look and see how many refugees we took from Vietnam. So I have to remind everybody, this is the crisis of the day. Sorry to shock you up and stun you, but that's the kind of crisis that it is. We have to be aware,
right,
and look at this, because it reminds us as how we are all connected in this world, and that these tragedies are all of us. So you got to go look at Syria, the refugee problem, if only to get an opinion and be aware of one of the major crises of your time. Okay, because when you have these wars and when you are favoring all these military actions, these are the consequences of those kinds of issues. Refugees. And then you better have your pocketbooks open, because somebody's got to feed and house them.
History repeats itself. If you take a good look, this has repeated itself in different ethnicities, different cultures over a period of time. So you don't look at it as unique if you go back and read. That there's always the power of those who corrupt those who are lesser than, for whatever reason.
And that's the truth. It is. That's why it's so depressing in one sense, that it is not new. It is totally not new.
No.
It's a recurring issue. Refugees. What do we do about refugees? Are we our brother's keeper? I've raised this issue before because I realize that at PAC Stereo, our views are somewhat outside the norm. Many of us, and maybe most of us, don't feel that we are our brother's keeper. Can easily step over those in need, starving, dying. Whereas there are other folks who could not stand. You know, in Hungary, where people were criticizing the government, right, for how they handled, the people were so upset. So many of the people were upset that they started lining the roads, handing out water. Yeah. Cooking foods, setting up their own stand for the refugees.
That's right.
People came out of their houses. So before we get too caught up in all the negativism, remind yourself that within all of these tragedies, there's always the point of beauty, that when we're at our worst, some of us are at our best.
Well, Mario, that brings me to say, not to interrupt you like that, but, you know, every now and then, with my sister's scholarship fund, we have other scholarship funds that get together every month, and we go downtown to the, Skid Row. We sit and talk with the people. We give them things out of the garage that we want to do yard sale with, or we want to give to Goodwill. Instead of giving it to those stores to sell, we're like, well, we're going to just take it down there and let them have it. And let them do what they feel they need to, you know, make use of. And it does help. And when you hear about what these people went through, how they got there, everybody's story is different, case by case scenario. And it's sad. It will make you cry, because, you know, you got people that are corporate that's down there, and they had friends. And going back to what you're saying, are you your brother's keeper? Well, a couple of people are down there based on situations that they didn't have no control over. or and there are some people that are down there based on situations that they did have control over, like gambling habits and stuff like that.
Even
so
then,
you never
I would
know.
Say, there but for the grace of God go I. There are people, many of us who are around people who snorted cocaine, right?
Yeah.
We were at parties where people use things.
Right.
We could have made a mistake.
Right.
At a moment of weakness. In other words, I never say I'm holier than now.
Thank
many
you.
Of us have stood on the prefaces of making a terrible mistake, and we luckily chose this one.
Right.
Well, we could have chosen. We have friends who made the other choice and were destroyed because of that. So therefore, I'm with you. I go there before the grace of God go I. I'm far too humble.
Yeah.
I'm thankful.
I'm with you.
But remember, and I have told this to people too, because a bunch of the folks that we know out there suffer today from stress, from depression. There's so many of
job
us out
loss.
There. All this. Let me tell you something. If you ever want to work on healing your soul in an active way, let me suggest service. Even as when you are in that having struggles, when you go care for people who have it so much worse than you, it heals your heart and gives you a perspective that is different. I know this personally. Sometimes we are feeling bad about our own lives. Then we find people who are struggling. As we enlist in the groups that are helping them, we find ourselves uplifted. Okay, and reminded of the point and purpose. So let me say, for a lot of us who are struggling right now, you don't usually have to go far.
No.
They're right around you. They're right there around you. There's things we can do to contribute to those things.
True.
Okay? So, again, so that's the number one topic today in what we call the news. Topic number two, on a lighter turn, is why must I chase the cat? It must be the dog in me. Otherwise, the topic is also known as Why Meerkat is My New Girlfriend, Sorry Pornhub.
Oh.
I know. It's been a long association, Pornhub.
Wait, okay. Long, they said repeat that?
It's been a long association.
No. Why is?
Why must I chase the cat? Because it must be the dog in me. Also known as Why Meerkat is My New Girlfriend, and I'm Sorry Pornhub. Sorry, I'm sorry, Pornhub. I had to
got
let,
jokes.
You know, for those single men, the people don't act like you don't. Yeah, you don't use Pornhub.
Yes, I do.
Do everybody know how big Pornhub is? I was shocked to find out that Pornhub has some of the biggest numbers.
Yes.
On the internet.
Billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars. But yeah. Meerkat
TNS.
Is my new girlfriend. I was saying it a different way, but I didn't want to insult anybody. Meerkat is my new bitch.
Ooh. Did he say that?
Hey,
we're alone.
We came from an empowerment moment to a conference.
I'm just saying.
Can't go to cheerleader.
Even the nicest of us men have those moments.
Can't go to cheerleader.
You know you'll be in your business suit busting that gangster rap driving down Sunset.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, he sound like that, don't he?
Meerkat is my new girlfriend. Now why?
Wow.
Meerkat, there's a lot of wonderful reasons about Meerkat. Let me tell you guys about Meerkat. Like specifically, Matt, PMCR, you guys, listen. Meerkat Periscope, the new phenomena is that people get instant notification of when you go live. It's part of the new lifestyle issue. So imagine this, Matt. So people are going about their day, and when you go live, their phone pops up a notice, so-and-so's going live.
Yeah,
sometimes
yeah,
it's a pre-show.
Meerkat, yeah.
Right, they'll tell you. You can even do a schedule thing. You say they'll go live in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20
right,
minutes.
Right.
So people are going around doing their world and then logging in when you tell them you're going live. Simple but amazing. Let me tell you the example, okay, because some of you who DJ will appreciate this. I first experimented with Meerkat on the 4th of July. Well, I did an impromptu broadcast because I was here chilling, not illing, had a little something, little champagne, having a good time. I said, I'm going to go live and DJ.
Right.
Jumped on live DJing, notified Meerkat, ended up with almost 500 people. Almost 500 people watching me live. That's what I'm talking about. When we did Neil's live here,
800 for me.
Miko had over 800. We had over 1,500 people, you guys. Over 1,500 people tune in live over our staff, Meerkat, Periscope, all of our individuals. So that's part of why we're so amazed at the phenomena. That's why right now we're doing this. We're doing this because we have added Meerkat and Periscope to our regular broadcasting format, just Mac, specifically for this.
Yes.
You know, it's funny, Mac McAllister, our GNM bureau chief, has talked off and on for years about doing his radio show that he does every Saturday.
Which I like.
Doing that live. And Mac, this may be the thing, okay? This may be the thing where you can go live and let people see. Because that's why I'm doing two of them right now. We got Periscope and Meerkat live right now within our broadcast. We call it the stream within the stream, picture mm-hmm. within the picture. Mm-hmm. And that's why. So that's why. Amazing numbers, you guys. I have to thank you. As a DJ, to go live. Just imagine this. You go live just spinning impromptu out of nowhere.
Right.
And 500 people tune in.
That's something.
500?
Or more.
Or more. You got to try it. You got to do it. You got to see what it's like. Okay? You got to see what it's like. Because it's that kind of a thing.
Mario, they said, were you scared the first time to approach Meerkat and Periscope? And how did it turn out for you?
You know, let me tell you about fear, first of all. Every time I've ever done anything of value, I've been afraid. So I learned that you just have to relate to fear. You have to embrace fear. Because fear is... if you ain't afraid, it ain't big enough. If it's big enough, you're afraid.
Right.
Okay? All right? It is. But that doesn't mean that you don't do it. That the fear doesn't even help you to accomplish what you do. So, no, I wasn't afraid, though, in this time, though. This time, I was more fascinated. I was fascinated because when I went live, they were coming 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 12, 18, 26. Amazing. Amazing phenomena. And again, that's why we love it so much. So you guys, all the new stuff that we're doing, because it doesn't take us long to embrace the phenomena. That's one thing about Pack Stereo. We can make a switch adjustment in a moment. So all of our broadcasts are now embracing the social media phenomena that is Meerkat and Periscope. And again, taking it to a new level. Miko was interviewing Nils live at his performance here and was streaming with her selfie simultaneously. And I'm the one who told her, I said, that's revolutionary. You may not realize it, but you have just made history. Okay, because when we did those things, these are things other people aren't doing, haven't thought about doing. But Pack Stereo is doing. We're doing Periscope, Meerkat. In that chat room right now, we got PMC, we got Mac McAllister. Our team, and integrating them across multiple platforms simultaneously, therein lies the ambition and the performance. And so that's why you got to give credit. So when Miko starts winging it, interviewing Nils, and then doing selfie stick at the same time, and all the time just talking and chatting and just doing her thing, know that I stood back and said, wow. Wow. Girl, lo and behold.
Getting low.
Someone's fucking with mood control.
Getting low.
All right, you guys. We're going to be coming back in just a moment for the new sports and the hot picks. As we do here, we remind you that I get to do every week a slideshow animation with the wonderful photography, the gifted talents of the eye of my brother Victor Allen over there, who's working 3 video switches this morning on the system I designed. And he's doing it. But every week I get to do a slideshow animation of his photos, many of which include our own hot chocolate. I told you to get your robe open. So take a look.
Jeez.
Take a look.
Robe.
What are you talking about? Get both hands out your pockets and you're not counting change.
Wow. No extra.
That's right. Here's the latest slideshow animation. We'll be back with some sports. Get ready for school! Yeah, the choir. Morning coffee. Be right back.
Engine trapped in my thighs. It's a power rush, a burning rush. rush. You make me wanna fly. In and out of this traffic jam, dangerous and without a plan. Fill me up, boy, and let me ride. Crazy love, it's a crazy love. Feel the wind blowing through my hair. So alive, boy, and I'm so scared. Never knew love could move so fast. Crazy love, it's a crazy love. Pour it on, boy. Take me to the night. Stopping. So what's the use in trying? Destination, baby, all I know is that you and me were meant to be. Never let me go. This traffic jam, dangerous and without a plan. Fill me up, boy, and let me ride. Crazy love, it's a crazy love. It's crazy going through my head. Yeah, boy, I'm so scared. Never knew love could move so fast.
Red the sights out by the heat. Slide your animation. Victor Allen, photographer. Look at that, Nico.
I never thought that love makes you crazy. I never thought that love makes you high. I only hope. Love is forever. I only hope that love never dies. In and out of this traffic jam, yes. Dangerous and without a plan. Fill me up, boy, and let me ride. Crazy love, it's a crazy love. Feel the wind blowing through my hair. So alive, boy, and I'm so scared. Never knew love could move so fast. Never let me go.
Yeah, slideshow animation. I, Victor, Nico Williams, Hot Chocolate. Bet you can't eat just one. Melts in your mouth or in your hands. The longer it melts. Yeah.
I like the way that you make me feel.
All right, y'all. All right, so that's the latest slideshow animation. You've been listening to The Morning Coffee Show, and you know part two of The Morning Coffee Show has to do with the other, but I have to make sure it's there.
That's right.
Let's see.
This is a test. This is a test.
Because we're trying out
the
new systems.
On the fly.
We're trying out new systems, but it looks like Victor has gotten it together here.
Footballers. I like that.
Yeah, footballers.
Yeah,
that's
like
my people.
Yeah. You know what? Victor. All football all day. Matter of fact, tell me
to go home. You shouldn't have said that. We're going to get you.
So are y'all ready? As you can see, they're getting ready.
They're
going to
get you.
Are y'all ready?
Yeah, we got
to. All right, ready. Get ready for some new sports. Let's see if I can get it. A bigger one, Vic. Oh, that's right. We can.
Yeah, see, I know you won't be able to because... Not because you can't do it.
Well,
it's just that it's not the same effect, and it doesn't matter. It's a stream within the stream with a small screen, right?
Right, and
that's all
it's
that
a
matters.
Matter of how fast you can get there.
Oh, see, now that's a good transition.
Well, I'll try this one. Everybody!
Oh! There we go.
Football. Ladies and gentlemen, that's time for new sports. Victor Allen's own unique view of sports fan base. Written and produced by Victor Allen, a recurring segment of the Morning Coffee with Mario show. That's right. Rub his head and make a wish. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the man they have nicknamed Sexual Chocolate. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Vic. Yeah, Victor Allen.
Wait a minute. Look at me.
Yeah.
Face.
Yeah. Sports, motherfucker.
See, now you're waving. She looks at you. Okay. Welcome to New Sports, you guys. I got to say that first because we got that remix in the background. You like that? Now watch this. It's dropping. Told you. Okay. Miko looks at Mario and laughs. She looks at me and gives me a frown. So it's me against your people, right? See, that's what I said.
That's how they treat us.
That's how she treats us, like a second class child.
That's how they treat us.
I don't know. I'm going to ask you guys one quick question, because then I don't know, I'll be talking to myself. Did anybody watch any football games this weekend?
Hell yeah, we watched football.
Okay.
Bunch of football. All kind of football.
Miko.
Did you watch football?
Oh, they talking to me? They know I watch football.
You don't need Miko in here.
Wait a minute. Did you watch football?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Right, I know.
I'm not going to say anything.
What did you watch?
That's they said, did y'all? Oh, why y'all talking to me like y'all lost y'all mind?
Okay,
and they said, what team? Right, let me tell
you. We don't need to defend you. We don't need to defend you. Tell them we go said for. They didn't pay to get in here.
What you say? And they said, Mario, did you do your college football while you talking?
Oh, and we said, y'all didn't pay to get in here.
Oh, no, I watch college football. Don't get my shoulders up. I'm telling you, I watched something. So, you know what? I only got 15 minutes and I got to do this.
He's like a burnt pretzel. They said, let's go.
So cold. All right, check it out. I got highs and lows for those who are in fantasy. And this is what happens when you have your fantasy teams. The first thing you go look at, your first thing is injuries, because it blows up your fantasy team. So if you had Dez Bryant, your team just got blown up, because he's out 4 to 6 weeks. If you had T. Sizzle from the Ravens, he's out for the season. If you had Cromartie from the New York Jets, he's injured. He's out. So when you actually take this
game
week,
one,
already people's fantasies are already in the mix. And I'm going to give you some highs and lows for you. Are you going to get low for me, or you want me to just keep talking?
Keep talking.
Thank you.
Wait, let me tell you this. This is it. I got a list for you guys. Perfect passer rating for the first football game for a college player in the NFL. Perfect.
Marcus
Mariota. 158.3.
Marcus Mariota.
158.3.
Love
it, Vic. I love it.
Let me say this.
I love it.
Let me say this. This is the first time I went to watch two lousy teams. I have to say that because there were not two lousy teams.
That's right.
No. Not my opinion. The opinion of the journalists and broadcasters are saying this is the first time you've seen the number one and two pick go head to head.
In the first game of the season.
Right. In the first game. And the thing that got me the most is everything that they were talking about with Mariota blew up Twitter, because his speed, his quickness, it looked like he belonged. Now, it's unfair. It's against Tampa Bay. And let me say this in fairness to Jameis Winston. His offensive line needs help. So Mariota got...
He still underperformed.
He still... But you know what?
His first pass was a pick six. Yeah, I hope that's not an omen.
Wait a
first pass of your career goes for an interception touchdown.
No. Mario, why you hating?
His first pass of his career went for a touchdown. His first pass of his year was an interception for a touchdown.
First pass. Out the door.
His first pass.
Now, let me give you something else.
That's like getting VD on your first date.
I apologize for that.
Can I? Is there another correlation?
This is sports talk. So
no, wait a minute. Let me say this.
They said, "What's up, Vic?
What's up, people? Ain't nothing but a groupie in the house right now. Much love. Check this out. 64% passer rating for Jameis Winston. So the issue here I have.
Oh, it went up.
What? Yeah, it wasn't 60.
Yeah, he was at one point. It was in the 50s.
Right. Now the only thing about it is, I'm going to hit these real quick, because I had to start off with that, because there is a story of somebody I thought was really even better in production because of the team they were going against. And then I'm going to give you the list of the other topics, and we'll roll down them right away. But Tyrod Taylor, quarterback, Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
What they did, that defense, that Ryan defense, the quarterback, I'm blown away with how he looks, so much under control. So if it wasn't for Mariota, I would have picked Tyrod Taylor as my most impressive. Now here goes my highs and lows, and you guys tell me which one affected you the most if it was your fantasy. Rams taking it to the Seahawks. That's one.
Ooh,
all right, two.
That was good.
Ravens, mm-hmm. T. Sizzle, the leader, the linebacker, out for the season for the Ravens. And I want you guys to let me know which one affects the team the most. I told you about Tyrod Taylor. Manziel starts off a little bit hot, but goes back into his old ways. That's Johnny for you. J.J. Watt, two sacks already starting off this year. Still the only defensive lineman to have 20 sack seasons back-to-back. Here's my question. When you get to him, will he have a third, and will he be the MVP, top MVP for a defensive lineman? We'll get to that later. So, I haven't even talked about Dez Bryant in the sense of, does that shake up the Cowboys? Randall, the running back, replacing DeMarco Murray, did he impress you enough to say, I don't even think about DeMarco Murray? There's other teams, so I'm just trying to tell you guys, that's what I focused on when it came to the NFL week. What about you, Mario? What hit you the most?
I think what hit me the most was always the things that you don't expect. Vic, you know, an hour into the first season, scores were not reflecting what we thought.
No, they sure wasn't.
It was
wasn't.
Amazing, the games. The Rams game was amazing from the beginning.
Nope.
But you know what? One could argue that Jeff Fisher almost has his number. I think they beat them the last four times.
They do. The Rams.
They played.
They come up for the Seahawks, but neither team had defense.
They went at Richard Sherman. They went right at Richard. And I love Richard Sherman. I love that brother. From Compton. He's my brother. I love him. They went right at him, but he's coming back from a little injury too. But they went right at Richard Sherman and were successful. So the Rams game really impressed me because Jeff Fisher, who's a solid as a rock, right?
Right.
Jeff Fisher's a solid as a rock. He did it. It was hot. So the Rams, I said I lost my meerkat. I'll get him right back.
That's okay.
So the Rams, that was my biggie.
Right.
The Rams, first of all, and their upset of Seattle, because that upset things dramatically.
Right.
But in seeing the other games, Buffalo sure looked strong.
Right, right. And let me tell you the disappointment that became more obvious to everybody, that they didn't even take a step towards anybody feeling good about them. At home, against the Cincinnati Bengals, the Raiders showed way underperforming to expectation. Think about how bad they got blown out. Do anyone see a recovery? And I love the Raiders as it represents in their legacy, but it's hard for me to stay with them. They're not even hitting the radar of you actually pointing to anybody individually on the team. There are actually a few what we call past Super Bowl winners on the team. I bet you don't even know who they are because you don't even recognize that that's the last pit stop before they go on and move on to something greater, which is life.
Sorry about that.
So let me just say this. I have to give it up for Miko's team. I have to give it up
for
to
Boston Tom Celtics.
Because, wait a minute, no.
You know what? Boston, see, I was really Celtics. Good listening to the little chat Patriots. With the man sport until he started hatering juice on my team. So let him speak
she
about
like,
my
Miko
team.
Miko likes the New England Patriots.
And I like the Steelers.
Wait a minute.
And I like the 49ers, even though they effing up.
No, wait a minute.
Miko likes the New England Patriots.
No, let me just say this.
Yes.
Brady's passer rating is 140, almost 140.
He was excellent.
He was good. The only person that topped him, Marcus.
Right. It was excellent.
So you have to think about it. Now I'm going to give you guys the top performing quarterbacks based on yardage. That doesn't mean interception. And see if anybody's in here that you go, oh, I'm kind of shocked. Or no, it's the game that's usually the game. These are the quarterbacks that's already here.
Okay.
Phillip Rivers was number one in yards gained.
That's Phillip Rivers' heart of that is a competitor.
Right.
Man, is he a competitor.
Too
bad he's on the damn. Don't you want him to win something, Vic, just after all these years of
Okay, so pity? You pity the fool?
Oh. No, I'm just saying he's a competitor. Oh. He delivers every year and year out. Phillip Rivers is just an impressive cat.
He is, but for some reason, he's like Erica Kane when it comes to being nominated. Just don't get it.
No, you know what? They missed that window when they were almost
touché.
They were almost in it. They missed that window where they were that Super Bowl team. They may not get it.
They haven't really been a strong team in years.
All right, going on down. The man that everybody used to jump on, but they can't jump on him anymore, Tony Romo. He put out those yards and did the comeback.
You got to give it to Tony Romo.
I like Tony Romo, but you know he is not consistent. Give me two good games in a row.
He is not.
Can I have two good games in a row?
Okay, wait a minute. I got to take a moment back. There was a comeback yesterday. There was a comeback against the New York Giants. Although most people think that they had bad time management, New York Giants could have ran the clock out. so they wouldn't have that time to come back down. There was a big oops moment, but Tony Romo did it. At the end of the day, the win is the win.
Right.
So I can't hate on him right now. I can't hate on him.
No, no, Dallas looking better.
Somebody said Victor Transformer.
America's team.
Okay. Turn.
Yep.
Put that comp. Put a comp. Give them the middle finger. But anyway, let me go over here to
No, I can't say that.
Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, Carson Palmer, Nick Foles, Tom Brady, Andy Dalton, Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford. They all had the most yards. But if you had to go to the best performers with no interceptions, Carson Palmer, of course, Tom Brady, Marcus Mariota, they were the best performers.
Yeah.
No turnovers, higher passer rating. All right, here's my question. Go ahead.
Hold on. They said, did you play the fantasy football? And did you do your pick online?
No.
And they also want to know,
no,
who do you look at
as
far as the
Pornhub?
That's you knew Mario will say
fantasy.
That.
I knew that.
I don't play
wide receiver.
I like a tight end.
You know what?
Wide receiver. Wide receiver for you, Vic.
I'm going to do a wide receiver.
Who are you looking at for wide receiver for the fantasy?
You know what? I'm going to say this. The new guy, I forgot his guy on Atlanta, but the guy at Pittsburgh, I cannot remember his name. Pittsburgh. It's just unbelievable what he's getting, but he doesn't get the props. He had the most yards last year. But if I had to stick with somebody, if he had a decent quarterback because of his size and what he does, right. Megatron. If they put Calvin somewhere where he can get the quarterback to feed him the pill and he stays healthy, he would be the man I'm following right now. That's the one.
So that's what they say for
you. So you playing fantasy? Who else is playing? Fantasy Pornhub.
He didn't do it.
Fantasy football on Pornhub.
Because you know when you go online and do it on Yahoo,
yes.
They give you so many you can pick.
Yes.
And then, but they're timing you. And when you pick them,
you got
to be fast because people are snatching them left and right.
Right.
So you got to work with what's left in the pool.
And that's why I said
Rico's playing fantasy football.
That's right, baby. What's up?
There you go. Much love. You know, and you know what? I apologize.
Really?
I didn't say the middle finger, the forefinger. Anyway, let's go on up to the next one. J.J. Watt. And
I don't need any of these graphics.
No, you know what?
J.J. Watt.
Don't worry about it, Mario.
Okay.
It's an update. I'll go and update you with hot picks. J.J. Watt. I need to know because this is the real deal. Will he get 20 sacks this year? 20 and be MVP, defensive most valuable MVP.
That's
yes
hard.
Or no?
That's hard because the verdict is still out on him. It's still out. So he's straddling the fence. I'm not sure.
Wait a minute.
What y'all say?
Wait a minute.
They said yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You see, he's on a terrible team and producing. He's impacting. MVP from last year. He's got 2 sacks out of the gate, even in a loss to KC. Kansas City looks pretty good. Mm. But then anybody may look good against Houston. So I don't want to say it ain't good. And it's the first game. So it's still early. I tell everybody this. Everybody, get your cotton swabs because injuries are coming. I mean, they people are going to knock your fantasy groups out the box.
They were so. And they said, what's your take on the New Orleans Saints?
You know what? Drew Brees always produces, but they missed their window. That when once they could not keep that team. There's one thing about when you win a Super Bowl.
Right.
Everybody likes to bust a move to get that new contract.
Right.
Because they already got that in their pocket.
Yeah.
So Drew Brees is going to be Drew Brees, but he's lost. You know, he doesn't have the same team that produced those points in scoring. They act caught up with him. So now, right now, he has to struggle. You know, he lost his tight end, gone over to Seattle. So he just doesn't have the same parts. He's going to do what he's going to do no matter what. But unfortunately, I just don't think New Orleans is going to hit it. I really don't.
And Mario, they said, what's your favorite team since you be talking about everybody else's team like they ain't shit?
I like the Vulvas
from
San Diego.
Hold up. Let me stop.
That's my favorite team.
Who?
The Vulvas.
Don't shoot the messenger. But yeah, okay. That's the answer. They say, Vic, why you hating?
What do you mean? Oh, New Orleans?
No. They said you turned around and you was like diva mode.
Oh, no. I was talking to my people.
No. You said, let me stop.
Oh,
they caught you. They looking at everything you do.
I know what they're looking at.
I know.
I have a place in the sun. Let me just keep going. Imitation of life. Okay. Anybody, Mario, let me just say this. J.J. Watt, MVP this year, man?
Well, if he continues like this, you know, everything has to do with injury. He's a brave soul. One of the things they were talking about is the play he made with his helmet off.
Oh, yeah.
You know, his helmet came off and how he continued to play. So it's hard not to root for J.J. Watt. If you've watched him on some of the other shows when he's interacted with people,
yeah.
He is a very personable guy.
Right.
A very, you know, he's just a very personable guy
right.
who turns into a football monster.
Right.
So I'm rooting for him. I think it's certainly possible. He's already started off at a blistering pace ahead of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly have to appreciate his work ethic. So yeah, no, I'm on that.
Okay.
I'm with him.
Okay. All right, you guys. That's my Noonie Sports. Had to be the quick and dirty right off the top. Like I said, we can't spend a lot of time on this because we've got to move it as usual. Get ready for my hot picks. It's going to be Burning Man: Laws of Attraction coming up next. I'm gonna check with Mario, make sure I did my proper publishing. I think I did publish it, but I want to make sure he's cool with it. Bam. There's that's it. I like that.
I like that.
The smash face.
That's it. Ladies and gentlemen,
that's it.
Oh, that's right. Victor Adler's new to sports. His own unique neo-urban look at sports. Victor Allen, written and produced by Victor. It's a recurring segment of the Morning Talk with Mario show. Here, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays, whenever we're here, you'll find the Noodle Sports. I want to thank you for tuning in. Remember, write Victor, rub his head, make a wish. We are the extraterrestrial brothers. Yeah.
I want to thank Miko's people for being so active. We got to give you guys props. Hey, I like when you bring it hard like that. Miko, you need to give your phone a number. There you go.
Be right back.
Thank you. It's so funny.
When I.
Yeah. So we're going to have to go over this because I'm not sure how you're approaching to save the thing, just where you're saving or what you're saving.
I fall out at just a duty, a memory.
So we'll have to learn because this can't be a new page every time.
Okay.
So we have to go over that.
Can't regret my bits.
We just have to go over that.
The riot to the fool, my double become a real has been.
Free music here at Pax Terror TV. Love Shadow at Cool. Go get that music free. ccmixter.org or dig.ccmixter.org. Free music. Well, thank our chat room for being there too. Mac McAllister, PMC. Then also the regulars now, a Meerkat WPC guy. Let me introduce you to Mac and PMC. Wonderful. Wonderful. Get ready now for that Hot Picks.
Oh, here we go. Watch this.
The sweetest sin. We'll be right back. Hot Picks coming up. Get up. Get your robe open.
You guys, here we go.
Yeah!
All right, we're ready here. All right, you guys, this is what we're going to do. We're going to sit back and give you the hot picks. And the hot picks this week, if anybody's familiar with the Burning Man Festival that happened about a week or so ago, you still can't understand why it's happening. I'm still trying to figure out why it happens in Northwest Nevada at Black Rock. It's in sand. And it's dirty and it's dusty, but people congregate and go out there. So I'm going to tell you the reason for why it's not a specific focus, but this is the definition of what I learned about the Burning Man Festival. The event is described as an experiment in community and art influenced by 10 main principles. That's including radical inclusion and community cooperation, radical self-expression, radical self-reliance, gifting, decommodification, and leaving no trace. And I'm not adding more to it. It's not supposed to have a focus. So it's the mind of these people that's going out there. So I thought the thing that we should do is sit back and say, what pictures would encourage you to come out there? So if it's a 10 at the top, it's a 10 at the top. If it's anything less, that lets me know you ain't going. I think everybody is kind of set that it's got to be a 10 or they ain't going. You guys all ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. That's a picture right there of what they have is these figures that each year get taller and taller. Last year, I think the figure was about 100 feet tall. This year, I think it's a little less. And you can't, everybody just can't congregate and go to this place.
Oh, really?
You have to get these special guidelines and rules.
You have to get invited. You have to apply, get an invitation.
That's right.
Oh, for real?
That's right.
You can't just drive up.
You can't. No, you can't. Believe me.
It's a commune in the desert.
That's right.
You camp out.
Right.
People are communing. It's totally different.
Right.
Take a look at the Burning Man.
That's right. The Burning Man.
I get one.
All right. Here we go, you guys. I'm going to speed through this. Remember the rules. You have 10 seconds. I don't want to hear no lectures. And we're going to start off with the first pick and tell me how you feel. Ladies going to go first. Miko, you coming. Bam. Here we go. Mario rolls up on that screen. I take you to Purple Bicycle Dreams. Miko, simple.
8.5.
6.5.
8.5.
8.5. Not bad. Okay, that's not bad. And I miss the 1.5 is drop is because of what?
She could have decorated the bike a little more, and her hair could have been done a little different, and she could have put her booty out a little bit more.
Okay, that's a lot. Let me go to Mario.
You asked.
I'm going to give her a 10 because, like a man, I can tell there's good boning underneath all that. I hate her outfit, but you know, as a guy, you know when they come out in outfits we hate, we don't care. We can care less. Because we just want to take it off of you anyway, right?
Okay. True.
So I hate her outfit. Yes. I hate her choker. I hate the bike decorations. I hate whatever that is. Her legs are the leopard chaps. I hate all of it. And she's still a 10.
Okay,
what
I got you.
To the freedom of expression and
I agree.
I gave her a 10.
I agree.
Honey, you can wear whatever junk you want.
Okay.
Mario, they said with your old geezer ass. I just told you.
It is an old geezer ass. And just hopefully your ass will get to be old too one day, but stupidity won't get you there.
He said, now y'all pissed him off. I ain't told him.
All right, you guys.
He said, don't hate.
Just remember to give and take.
Let me say this. PMC dropped in. It said a 9. Mac went straight 10 on this one. So he's liking it. He's liking it.
We don't care what you wear.
All right, let's go to the next. This one is, it just, go to the desert and just be Black Girl Swing. That's all it is. Black Girl Swing. Mario, you get to go first. Black Girl Swing.
See, whatever she's wearing on her head makes you wonder she could be potentially 5150. But once again, she's so cute, we don't care. Everybody's boned the crazy one at least once.
I'm going to tell him.
Wait a minute.
I'm going
to
tell him.
I give her a 9.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm going to tell him. Because see how he do?
Wait a minute.
Mario.
Do we have to give them direct lead into the thing?
Mario, they said, why you...
Tell they that we can wait their turn.
They said, Mario, why you hating on her when you be wearing stuff on your shows like that?
Because I say they can wait their turn.
There you go.
That's right. Your turn.
Go ahead, because I really right.
I give her 8.
You give her 8?
Yeah.
So you guys not impressed by Black Girl Swing? Okay, all right.
You know what? I don't like how you said that. Yeah, he sound racist, right?
I'm not being racist.
I like a Black Girl Swing. It's what she's wearing when she's swinging. And it depends on which swing you're talking about.
Wait, Matt gave it a
schoolyard swing, playground swing, or throw that D swing. He didn't say.
You know, you guys remind me of the 8-ball of the pool table. You just think it's always racist. All right, now let me just go on over to the next. Because Mac dropped a 10. No, PMC dropped a 10. Mac dropped an 8. So you guys, obviously PMC sees something much better. Let's go to the next one. I'm going to rush through this. Let's see how you guys work. You know, there's loyalty in this world. And when you have loyalty, you have to understand if it works. Boyfriend loyalty is right here. If this woman says, my boyfriend is out of town. Now, this is one where you really find out the truth. Is this really... really the message you want to send? Let's go to you.
They call her a tater tot. She a tot? Oh, you know what that means.
What?
You know, groupie hoe, but okay.
It's they.
You
know what? He's married from they.
Y'all said groupie.
The mystery they person.
Thank you.
Who the fuck is they?
You have to say the people.
Who cares?
Yes.
But I give her 6.
Wow, you're not impressed at all on this one, huh? Not at all.
No.
Okay, all right. You went 6. Mac went straight 10, so he obviously sees something. Let me go to Mario.
I kind of like her.
Oh.
I think she's a little strange, but she's certainly like somebody you could have fun and have a drink with.
Remember, it's being...
Yeah, I think it's strange, but I kind of like her. Hey, Mac, let's go have a drink with her.
Right. So, like y'all said, tater tot. Right, got you.
That's funny.
Yeah. You call her a tot.
What's wrong with a tater tot? They're delicious.
Oh.
Ooh. Nick said she all fried up. Damn.
Wait a minute. Mario, what's your score?
I give her a 9.
Oh, so Mario's kind of impressed.
Oh, you'll take Mario?
I mean, okay. she's
not bad. Mario, they said they'll take you, boo.
Oh, wait a minute.
They say put your best outfit on.
Tell them to wash me up, walk upstairs first.
What? You said wash him up. They said you got a can?
Oh, you know what?
Stop. I got a jar.
Okay, next one. We're going. We're rolling pretty. I like this because PMC dropped that 8. Mac dropped 10. So it's like, mostly good. You guys are staying around the same area.
Mostly good.
They jump anything? I know.
There was a movie that came out some time ago, and the name that this next picture is derived from just made me think of it. But, you know, if you're rolling, you're a road warrior. Would this encourage you? Notice what she's wearing.
10! I'll wear that. You'll wear that. Freak it out. Wait, 10!
So
that's even me. A dude, 10!
So you'll drop this, right?
Yeah, but hold up.
So you'll wear this. Let me go ahead, Miko.
They said a 10? Thank you. Everybody say 10.
10.
Everybody say 10.
All right.
That's right. Easy. Thank y'all.
Now watch Mario. He's going to run this one.
I'm still curious about they, since they is either two people. They must have a name. Or they just a phantom thing. Who gives a shit about a they?
We still said 10. What you got? Right.
10.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm not going to say that.
I have to protest.
I'm not going to say that.
I have to complain or it wouldn't be me.
I'm not going to say that.
I said 10.
Oh, my God.
I had to complain.
You know what?
Yeah, okay. They say with this hypocrite behind.
I'm old school. We always hypocrites.
What's new? Can he still pick the 10?
Oh, that's what I said.
Damn.
We old school. We always hypocrites.
Right, Susan. Wow. Right, wow. Susan.
You know what?
You got to love Mario.
This is the easy one because everybody dropped 10.
I'm hiding shit from y'all right now.
Everybody dropped the 10 on this one. That was pretty good. All right.
Not bad. I'll wear that.
This
that
one works.
Wrong.
I don't want
to
ask.
Miko keeps saying she wear that. Y'all hold her to that.
That's fine. You buy it.
Right, Susan. It'll cost $10. There's nothing there but some fabric.
We ain't talking about the dude stuff.
Wow. You know what?
That's right.
Oh, we're at 10s. Okay, I'm not going to say
that.
Let's go to the next. You know what? Sometimes.
Wait a minute. They said, Mario, if you're going to buy
give us who's that?
Okay.
We tired
Susan,
of everybody. Tell Miko. We don't want to hear from they.
Hold on. Susan
no
said.
No they comments.
Susan said, from one doctor to another.
Oh.
Okay. Why are you tripping? Susan. Okay, Susan, I'm letting them know since he's having
thanks
a tantrum.
No
she said, stop having a tantrum. She said, you buy it, you get your behind in the eye, Victor, with me. And you put on the other costume. Thank you. I just
that's
told
not
him.
A, that's
thank
not,
you.
That I may take you.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Let's see what you look
that
like.
That part.
Okay. I may take you up on that.
You never know.
If you want to see
me? I'll get you his email, Susan, and you can go ahead
I'll
and send him your pic because he don't know what you look
as
like.
As long as you don't throw up. I wear my thong as long as you.
Oh, you gonna come over?
Had breakfast.
Oh, okay. All right. She said she'll come over.
All right. Let me move on because they gotta move fast. Gotta move fast. All right. Here we go to the next one. You know what? This called feather duster. Notice.
I'll wear that.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'll wear
but
that.
I ain't
that's
buying
a 10.
It.
That's a 10 for you.
So
that's
you better
10.
Stop
that's
making
a 10.
It.
Whoa, that's a man. That's an easy one for
let you see. Hold on.
Better find you some feathers and some glue.
Yeah, okay, feather duster.
What you say? She said she would wear that for you. What you got?
Oh,
I don't know. I have to see you.
Oh,
I know who
I'll give
she
him the
is.
Email. I'll give
see,
the email.
It's either she or they,
it's
and
a
neither
she.
One of them I know.
All right, Mac drops a 10. Let me go to
10,
Mario.
Thank you. She said 10 too. Thank you.
Wow.
She.
Miss Susan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Mario.
But what I see,
email.
That's a
hold
10.
Up,
that's a 10?
I am a man.
See, what Mario's doing is saying, I need to see the front, right?
It's just a good day for ass.
That's cold.
Everybody's celebrating ass. White folks getting ass. Ass is everywhere.
Where
it's a wonderful ass time. And I'm loving it. Everybody has ass, and more ass is coming. They have ass making videos now. How to make your ass assier.
That's him.
Wow.
I'm loving it. 10, celebrating 10. The booty.
Yeah, okay, 10
and,
for
and
the feather duster.
If you
want
to get inspired, look at Miko.
All right, let's go to the next one. Because everybody dropped 10 on this. PMC, Mac, Miko, all of you guys said 10. Next one up, oh, this one I like. Bagpipes bitches. That's the straight. Now, don't think of it that they're being called that. That's the guy in front saying bagpipes, bitch.
Y'all want to see this?
Okay, go ahead. Show them. Show them now.
God, I hate to show y'all this.
Is she on still to what it's...
Right.
Very good. Mario, oh, no. You're very good.
I saw it.
She's on still.
Yes.
Yes, she is.
Oh, that's complicated. I mean, that's hard to do, you guys. She's on that's stilts right. Underneath that dress.
That's right.
That's bad.
Thank you. Mario, you got it. What you
She's bad.
About?
10.
See? Oh. There you go.
10 got her arms open wide. I go stand underneath that. So you just wonder where my head would be.
Miko.
She was sitting right on top of my head.
Stop being embarrassed.
Because I had to wash my locks after that. But it'll attract the cat.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
Go ahead.
Mario gonna stand under her dress like it's a teepee tent.
That's right. See with my head. I wanna get some
moisturized by protein.
Like you ain't never done it.
Children said TMI.
Sometimes you try to crawl back in there.
Wait a minute. Nico, what do you score?
I give her a 9.5.
Oh, okay.
You got a visual, don't you?
Yeah, you feel good about that, don't you?
It's creative. It's very creative. I'm not going to knock her for that. I like the creativity. And, yes, it is complicated to do that. And she's also in the desert in heat on dirt.
That's right.
You got to wear cotton panties.
You got to do a lot more.
Key, cotton panties.
Oh, Susan said, what if she's not wearing no panties? Then what?
Ooh, man, it's getting extra.
Scratch and sniff.
You want his email?
Okay, wait a minute. Let me go. Let me give the votes already. Okay, Mac went 5, 5150. PMC said 8. All right, no problem. We got you. Let's go to the next. We got two more here before we
Yes, PMC is married.
Give you our number 1, 2, and 3. This is how we roll, you guys. Ooh. Next one is called Going My
Way.
I'll
wear that.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Y'all see this.
Wait a minute.
Wait, the zipper go all the way underneath. You could just spread it open. Spread eagle.
And you can put some powder on it.
Mario, you should be liking that.
Mm-hmm.
That's work for you.
Yes. Sometimes I have to bathe them, you know.
Oh, Lord mercy.
Oh, they said 15. Damn!
I know y'all like this.
They like that. Right.
Now, hold on now.
They said 15.
Now, wait a minute. Not they.
Yeah, they. Maricat, people on here. Susan said, you got change for 100.
Wow. Okay.
We'll get her out of that day and she shit.
Let me say, Mario, what's your score?
Well, like any man, I think I love his outfit and it's the boa. So I'll give a 10 for this.
I give a 10.
Because of the wonderful boa.
Okay. That's, you know what? I'm not saying anything, dude. I'll leave that one alone. Go to Miko, what's your score?
Oh, 15.
You said 15?
Yeah, she off the Richter scale.
Wow, you like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, now let me ask you something. Hold on, let me go over here.
What?
Mac,
hold up, you guys.
Okay, Mac went 12. Now, PMC is not voting. I think his wife is kind of...
That's what they said. She just walked in and...
Mac, can you bite her on the ass?
That's it.
See, some booties make you want to bite them.
Like mine.
So look.
That's okay. PMC dropped to 10. Now, let me say this. Is there something in the message that the guy is not even looking at her?
He's L.A.
Yeah,
L.A., we have a large gay population.
Show you again? Okay.
He's not interested in that booty. He wants that other booty with the handle on it.
Okay. So you see.
They said right, Mario. Right. Right.
Some people want a handle on their booty.
Okay.
You said he a tambourine player.
Oh. Let me do that.
I'm not sure what's wrong with a tambourine.
All right.
They said, Mario, they with you. How you just not going to look at that ass? It was like, dude
they
got on shades. And then they said he got on shades at that.
Yeah. Sorry, he wanted a handle on his booty.
Ooh.
I understand.
Ooh.
All right. Last one. Last one coming up here. Simply called Rosanna Cordova.
Oh, goddamn.
Simple.
25. I'm a female. I know
Rosanna
sex when I see it. 25.
Cordova. That's all you need to know.
25.
Let me go over.
Nipples pointed up.
Let me go to Mario.
I'll wear that.
Okay.
All day.
Mary, you got to be young.
Wait.
Hold up, Susan. She said, forget the other outfit. She said, what? Buy both.
Let me go, Mario.
I'll wear that, girl. She said, wear that. She said, buy that for me.
And I don't want to insult our Native Americans by, you know, playing with their headdress, but...
No, that's beautiful.
10!
10! That's 10.
He knows he was trying to shoot up 25.
Dang.
They said, damn, 25 too.
What? Wait a minute. Okay.
They saying it, two 10s and a 25.
Okay, no, I'm telling you, I got you. I'm just going to Miko. I got them.
50!
Make out.
Yeah.
What's this score?
I said it.
50?
I gave her 50.
Okay. No, they can't understand the concept. But
okay, so you know it's a 10. But 1 to 10 is 4. She's off the Richter scale. Look at him.
12, 50. Why not 100?
Well, I'm just going to say this.
See, now you're talking.
100's too much.
Okay, got you.
Let me just say this. It won't matter.
She won.
I'm just going to say this. She is number one. We already know that. I don't have to go back on this one already. What I'm going to tell you is...
Then the girl with the booty.
So, wait a minute. Is this the picture that encouraged you to go to the event?
Yes.
Burning Man.
Yes.
You would go because of
the picture. Yes, yes.
You like the first picture.
The first picture? Yeah, the first picture is the... It's this kind of the logo.
The bicycle girl.
No, this one right here. This one makes you think of it.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that was included, but yeah.
Yeah, that's the picture.
Yeah,
right?
That would make me curious.
Yeah, that's just the kind of logo.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it would be the first one.
And
then
it's about 80 feet high or something like that.
Oh, shoot.
So I'm just letting you know. All right, I have to rush through this and tell you guys who came in second, who came in third. It doesn't matter after that, right?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. You already know who came in first. Rosanna Cordova came in first. It was
okay,
real
wait.
Simple.
First was Rosanna number one.
At the bottom.
Damn.
Rosanna Cordova!
Damn, done.
Mario, that's too much for you. You know
and
that.
Right before that?
Yes, it is. I'm old.
Right above her, Going My Way was number two.
I told you.
Going My Way.
What's number up? Two!
That's okay. Right.
Tie for third.
Mud Packer.
The top one with the belt on with the thing across with the dude.
Packing mud.
Tie. I'm going to let you guys vote on who you think could break the third place tie. It's between Love That Feather Duster and Road Warriors.
Road Warriors.
All right. Love That Feather Duster versus this. That's versus Road Warriors.
Who is third place?
Road Warriors.
Mario says Road Warriors.
I said the same thing.
Same. Easy. Third
they said
place.
Same thing.
There we go, you guys. Hot picks. I ran long. I can't.
Hot picks. Wow.
That was good. I love it because I will be bringing more Burning Man stuff. Different things to let you guys know.
You want to know, how do you find out? She knows going,
what?
Hold on. Hold on, Mario, stop.
You don't have follow mine.
You know, you could talk.
What software?
Okay. WPC guy said, hey, Mario and Vic, what's up? He said he'll catch up with you later.
Oh, cool.
Susan said, he's our meerkat buddy.
Yeah, right.
He's
yes.
chasing
what
the cat.
Class at?
Must be the dog in him, too.
Oh, shit. He didn't do it. And Susan said, she'll speak to you another time. I did give her your email. Okay?
Thank you, Susan.
So she'll send you a picture. And she
Susan,
said...
Susan, you got to use better judgment.
She said to you... she said, where do you go to find out about that particular event?
Oh, just go to Burning Man.
Just search it.
Just Google search Burning Man.
It's a phenomenon.
And the website will come right up.
Yeah, there's a bunch of information.
Yeah, it's been going on for years, but it's just gained popularity in the last
several
years.
Wow, okay, you got that? Okay.
They said thank you.
They said beautiful show, great show. They
man,
love it.
Ran long.
They said,
I apologize,
guys. Yoma said she's new to the whole entire Meerkat experience. She said, Mario, she loved your personality. She said, Vic, great job. She said she wished the sports could have ran a little longer.
Wow.
You know what? Just for you.
Okay. Yes, girl.
Be careful what you ask for.
I will make it run longer. I get about an extra 30 seconds.
Oh. Okay.
I give him a full 2 minutes.
Wow.
That's 2 minutes.
That just wrong.
See you guys tomorrow.
Bam.
10 a.m. right here. Morning coffee. We'll be here with our robe open. Join us. News.
Ooh,
peace. Yeah. Back PMC. WPC guy. Susan. All the Mikos. Weird ass friends. I love them too.
You know what?
Dress appropriately.
Just invite they back.
I like the way that you make me feel. And outside your key in, ooh, gives me chills. And with your engine trapped in my thighs,
I work to with you guys, gain help.
Burning bush, you make me wanna fly. Oh, oh, oh. Get out of this traffic jam, dangerous and without a plan. Fill me up, boy, and let me ride. Crazy love, it's a crazy love. Feel the wind blowing through my hair. So alive, boy, and I'm so scared. Never knew love could move so fast. Crazy love, it's a crazy love.
Pour it on, boy. Take me to
fucking MF.
I'm a work in progress.
Never let me go. Wow.
I'm getting better.
Makes you crazy. I never thought that love makes you high. I only hope that love is forever. I only hope that love never dies. Out of this traffic jam, dangerous and without a plan. Fill me up, boy, and let me ride. Crazy love, it's a crazy love. Feel the wind blowing through my hair. So alive, boy, and I'm so scared. Never knew love could move so fast. Never let me go.
See y'all.